It has been a few months since a sports championship parade in Boston, and the locals are getting restless. The Red Sox won the World Series in October, the Patriots won the Super Bowl in February, and now the people have decreed it is time for the Bruins to win the Stanley Cup, which means the Bees need to defeat the St. Louis Blues in a series that starts tomorrow night at the Garden. To get the St. Louis perspective on the matchup, we turn to Benjamin Hockman. He is a born and bred St. Louis sports fan and is a sports columnist at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Benjamin, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with what a lot of people think of when they think Blues-Bruins hockey, which is in 1970, the last time the Blues made it to the Stanley Cup final, the Blues were up against the Bruins, and Bobby Orr scored the championship clinching overtime goal in game four and took flight. And I think a framed photo of that might hang in the basement of every hockey fan home in New England. To what degree are the Blues and their fans and the good people of St. Louis haunted by that memory?
Honestly, if it wasn't for the photographer Ray Lussier, who took such a great photo that became iconic, maybe it wouldn't be as bad. Like, for instance, the Blues lost the Stanley Cup the previous 2 years, but there weren't any famous photos from that. But we're forever haunted and taunted by a superhero flying right at us, Bobby Orr. And for those that love a play on numbers, it's just crazy how he's number four and he's being tripped by number four and he's scoring the goal in the, if you will, the fourth period, the overtime, to score the goal to win game four in the Stanley Cup by the score of 4-3.
Well, Boston and St. Louis are the only two cities who've met in the title round in each of the four major sports in the U.S., which is a factoid I had previously been unaware of. Does that history mean much for the rivalry between the cities, if there is much of one?
It definitely does from the St. Louis end, if only because it adds to the storybook season that I'm sure we'll get into with the St. Louis Blues. It's something that's almost so cheesy that if you put it in a script and took it to Hollywood, they'd be like, all right, this is a little too much. Do some edits, because it's so preposterous, the storyline of worst to first. But when you look at St. Louis versus Boston, it's one of those situations where it's almost like ceremonial that St. Louis will get a chance to win its first ever Stanley Cup against this team, against this bigger city that seems to bully St. Louis on the biggest stages in recent decades.
St. Louis has definitely been on the wrong side of some of these big Boston victories. In 2002, the Patriots beat the Rams, then of St. Louis, in the Super Bowl that started the whole Brady Belichick dynasty. 2004, of course, the Red Sox swept the Cardinals to give the Sox their first World Series championship since 1918. The Sox beat the Cardinals again in the World Series in 2013. So it does kind of cut deep.
Yeah, and we can taunt about how our NBA team defeated the Boston Celtics for the NBA Finals Championship in 1958, except we no longer have that NBA team. They moved to Atlanta. For most current sports fans, Boston is the dream killer.
Well, you know, as of January 2nd, the Blues, correct me if I'm wrong, had the fewest points in the NHL.
Unreal, right? They went through the absolute worst things a team can go through. The coach was fired. Numerous key players were benched or scratched for numerous games, and they were in last place in the league.
Well, you know, one of the Stanley Cup angles that's getting a lot of attention is that Bruins forward David Backes played for the Blues for the first 10 seasons of his career, then joined the Bruins in 2016. What kind of emotions does that bring out for Blues players and fans?
Not only did he play, but he was the captain, the leader, the thumping heart of the St. Louis Blues for many years there, and they couldn't get it done. They had some good teams, but they couldn't get to the Stanley Cup final. Here in St. Louis, a lot of people have come up with this thought, and it's somewhat reassuring in this regard, because they love Backes. So they say, at worst comes to worst, either the St. Louis Blues win the Stanley Cup or David Backes wins the Stanley Cup.
Okay, well, now on the more analytical side, what is your prediction? How does this series go, and who gets the cup?
The teams are actually very even matched. Both have hot goaltenders. The Bruins are better on both the power play and the penalty kill, which should probably bite the Blues at some point during the series. But I just look at this story with the St. Louis Blues, and I know you see where this is going, where they just feel impervious to being nervous. They have this mentality, this confidence that makes me think that no matter what Boston throws at them, they will come out on top. So this is me acknowledging how good Boston is. I say it's going to have to go seven games, and I envision Captain Alex Pietrangelo holding up the Stanley Cup in Boston, on the ice in Boston.
Benjamin, thank you so much.
Oh, it's an honor being on. Thanks so much.
Benjamin Hogman is a sports columnist with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. This is 90.9 WBUR.